This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just for all these young guys, it's new, right? So you're trying to get to know them as people. You're trying to get to know them and their skill set, where they need to improve in terms of their strength, their speed, whatever it is. We kind of a little bit of a skill assessment or a needs assessment on, hey, where are they more likely to pull early just from a medical standpoint? So there's a lot that they go through from a filter standpoint or evaluation standpoint when they first arrive. And really, it's trying to integrate them and getting them moving.
Sean McDermott, Bills are on the field again this week. Only the Tuesday practice does the media get to see. So we don't have Sal on today. We will talk to Sal anyway tomorrow about something.
Just make stuff up.
I was thinking through the break about the Eagles conversation. Like, so how did I put it? I feel like I'm guilty of using make the Super Bowl and win it interchangeably. And I think I know why. Because one conversation we do not want to have is losing that game. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, we got one call on it. I think it's kind of an interesting question. We got one call on it, and the guy went in a different direction. Like, nobody's responding to, hey, what do you think it would have – how would you feel differently if the Bills had gotten trounced by the Eagles? Right? Like, who wants to really ponder that?
Yeah, he was, I think, responding to me talking about energy and buy-in and belief and all that kind of stuff. But yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, we don't know that would have happened.
Right.
And for at this point, it is, I mean, it's not the same thing, but let's, you know, find out. Because, of course, even in Bill's history, the Super Bowl losses are a big part of that. And all of this just supposes another one. And who wants to do that? So I guess it's probably going to continue to sound this way, that making it and winning it might as well be the same thing for now, for now at least. I don't like how that sounds either.
No, I don't either. Maybe we should just stop talking about this altogether.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Back to the Colts.
I definitely, I do think it is important to focus on, like we don't have any saying it, but like winning it is what we're after. So getting there. Let's just stop talking about getting there. Let's just stop talking about beating the Chiefs.
But
that, I mean, I know that's what needs to be done, or at least we assume we probably shouldn't. It's weird that it keeps being the Chiefs.
It doesn't have to be the Chiefs.
Doesn't have to be the Chiefs, right? I mean, the Bills had equal opportunity. They lost to the Bengals a few years ago. We thought the year before that would be an easy thing to do, and like it clearly was not. So, yeah.
The equivalent for the Sabres is making the playoffs. And that's very clear cut. Nobody's talking about the finals.
No.
For the Sabres. It's simply get in.
Be as good as Montreal.
Just get in. Like that's it.
Or a little better than Montreal, actually, is all that's all that takes.
That's the parallel.
That's yeah.
Is the Sabres get into the playoffs, the Bills get to the Super Bowl is the parallel, but of course that is one more game. And if you get that far, you can easily win it. Like, you can see yourself winning it. Whereas the Stanley Cup from the 8 seed or something,
that's a long ways off.
Big difference. I mean, who wants to compare? The Sabre thing is depressing enough. Who wants to compare them to the Panthers?
Oh my gosh.
Right? Like, no, don't do that. Don't hurt yourself. Don't do that. Don't compare them to the Florida Panthers.
I don't want to compare them to the Carolina Hurricanes, and mostly the Florida Panthers have made the Carolina Hurricanes look like amateurs. That's how good Florida is. And I think Carolina is, you know, they're kind of like Florida light to an extent. They just don't have, the goalie's not as good. They're not as mean. They're not as skilled. They just don't have the depth. But like they, you know, they're gonna try to push you around a little bit. They're gonna try to smother you defensively and just, you know, take the game away from you. And that's absolutely what Florida does. So yeah, you're it feels very far away. contender. Playoffs, you know, are never that far away, because you're just talking about, you know, a group of five or seven or whatever teams that are sort of hovering around 88 points, and somebody's going to make it. That's not that hard. That's not a high bar at all. That's an embarrassingly low bar.
I guess it is.
It's really what it is.
I saw that today was, this is all, I mean, Super Bowls in January and February.
Hockey playoffs
famous
in
hockey
May.
Sabres yeah. games in May. This is the anniversary of Game 5 in Carolina. 19 years. I was there. Jeremy was there with a group of Sabres fans that went down on a bus. I say I'll never forget it. I haven't forgotten it yet. I haven't forgotten any of it yet. But by some of just indelible memories, arriving at the parking lot for that game. We didn't, like, I don't remember tailgating or anything like that. But the bus left the hotel in Raleigh. The series is 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
And pulling into the parking lot in Raleigh, and the greatest sign I've ever seen, a Sabres fan out at the road as you turned into the parking lot with four words, "Isn't the race on?" What are you doing here? Isn't the race on? So good. We sat in the very last row in the corner where the winning goal by Carolina in overtime was scored. We were in that corner, but the very last row. The Sabres are up 3-1, the Ludman goal. Can you still see it?
I watched it today, and I guess I had – does he score in game 6-2? Is there some moment where he does something where it seems like the arena might actually legitimately explode?
I think what you want there is game 3, and the Sabres have taken over the game,
yeah.
and he lays out Commodore or somebody. He lays out somebody on the wall, and the puck pops out to Kotalik, who scores
okay.
for maybe 4-1.
All right.
Then they don't score another goal at home. Yeah. In those two
that
games.
Is what I'm thinking of. So when I saw that today, I'm like, he scored on a breakaway in game 5. I'm thinking about a home game for Ludman doing something where it was, but I think you've got it. That's what I think I do. I'm conflating those two things.
That breakaway goal, I watched it today too, is so good because, like, it's not his play, right? Like, why would he be up there anyway? He's not up there anyway. The puck comes out, and there's another Sabres player who sort of has his back turned. He's behind the defense and has no momentum. And here comes Ludman from the back.
Like, he sees
and just
it
takes
happening
over.
And
yes,
just goes.
He just takes over the play and basically takes the puck off. Maybe it's Roy. He takes the puck off his teammate's stick and just goes in and dekes Gerber. Oh, and it was so far away. I mean, you might have been closer to the goal than
right,
I was
if you're,
watching
yeah,
from
the
home.
Opposite end of the arena. Yeah.
It was so far, but you kind of have a good look at it.
Yeah.
Going up to the other end, and that was the highlight. I mean, that 3-1. It's 3-3 by the end of 2 in that game.
When stuff like that happens, you remember what you thought. Like, you didn't have long. I mean, it happened quickly, but still, it's Ludman on a breakaway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You lose.
Right? No, I mean, but he's going in. You're like,
oh.
Why him? Like, why?
I'm pretty sure I didn't think that.
Why has it got to be him?
I loved him.
I know, but still. Like, I got a guy in alone on the goalie here. Anyway, but he makes a great move, and they get the goal. Oh man, there's a couple of those right in that series where you just I remember thinking specifically on the Ludman play thinking you're winning this series, but when Hecht scores late in game 7
end of
right
two.
Before the second intermission
right.
from behind the goal line, I remember thinking, You got to win this
game. We got it.
You got to win this game. You don't lose a game. You get that goal, you do not lose. It's a gift. Not to take any away from Hesh, but I mean, just come on. He meant to score.
He tried to score.
I know. And that's why I say it. But
it
still
was really cool.
You just should not. And of course, these things aren't binding, but I remember thinking, I cannot wait to. I really thought, because Owen had gone to bed, it was late enough. I can't wait to tell my, what are we talking about? My 4-year-old son about this incredible game. The Sabres are going to the Stanley Cup final. I cannot believe it. Like, I really was thinking all of that
against an 8 seed.
When he scored that goal going into the third period. I'm got it. It's only 2-1, but I got it.
I was going to say, I want to see that Hesh goal again, but maybe I don't. It's just torture. But I think, so it's the very final seconds of the second period.
Yeah.
And doesn't he, he's in the corner or on the boards against behind the net. And doesn't he shoot to score like a bank shot?
He shoots it at the goalie. Like he shoots it at the goalie hoping for a break.
Which is, man, I don't remember if he ever said. Like that's what you would do if you knew the clock was running out.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't make that play.
Probably not. You might wait for someone else to show up and see, keep the, try to make a play.
Hold the puck or make a pass. But you do that if, time is running out. One thing that, I can't coach sports. I mean, I've got kids playing different sports and I've never felt like I'm qualified to coach them. But I give them advice sometimes. And a lot of it is around sort of like the edges. Around the edges. And it's stuff like know the clock. Because kids play often like they just do not know the clock. You see the shot clock run out. You see, a team is on a power play and they don't really know it. How much time is left on the power play? How much time is left in the game?
Yeah.
And I think kids, it makes sense. Like you're taught certain techniques and systems and you don't often see them break from it. Like, they don't want to break from it. But when there's your 2 goals down with 3 minutes left, you need to break from it. That's something where it feels like the coach has to say that to them. We got to push now, all right?
Right.
I love how you come back like you're supposed to come back. Right now, we got to not do that. We've got to push.
One of you hang behind their defense.
Right.
See if we can get a bounce and get a spring you. Yeah.
Right. I just had a game that ended 1-0, and I'm thinking, and I don't know more than the coach. I'm not saying that. It's not even close to that. But, just leave somebody up high now, right? Mm-hmm. We're not getting chances. Just leave somebody at center ice. Puck pops out, and let's go, right?
Yep.
So, just the edges. I feel like that Hesh play is, he was pretty heady. That
yeah, I also don't recall him, it's not... It's not the kind of thing that probably came up in the post-game locker room. They had just lost seven, right? So it probably never – I wonder if he's ever been asked even years later. Hey, I know how it turned out, so it's pretty bittersweet that you scored this goal, but can you tell us – boy, I would love to know. He's not someone who just sort of pops up here, so I don't know if we'll have an opportunity, but I would love to know if it was the clock – or did he just see the way the goalie was in the net? If I hit this just right, it's way more prevalent now for guys to try to score from there because of the tactics used by the goalie. And I don't have in my head what by that point it's Ward, right? I don't have in my head what he does on the play, how that goal goes in. But you see guys now from where Hesh scores that goal from try to use the goalie's head. Mm-hmm, as the rebound, because they're down in this technique where they're taking away a low shot that could get tangled up in their skates and end up in the net. They're taking that away. The only room is right up top. And guys, they practice that shot. That has become a thing in the league. Really, not just the league. It's a thing in hockey, period.
Who knows if Jochen Hecht even remembers what he was doing 19 years ago. Almost, that was game 7, almost 19 years ago, on that one play.
Yeah.
So that would be the Sabres' last goal in the conference finals. Carolina finally has a win since then.
Yeah.
That would be the game 4 of the series they're in, after 15 losses
in the conference finals. Yeah, it was 12 in a row and then 3 to start this. Yeah.
Timeout here. We'll look for your calls at 803-0550. We've had some fun at, Stephon Diggs' expense today, talking about him. There's still James Cook as a topic. He didn't show up or anything today. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.